Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're studying the book of Daniel. Now, we're going to look at it here this week and the next, but I will not be able to go into it in detail like we did at our recent eschatology school. At the eschatology school, we studied 6 hours a day, 4 days. We have 26 DVDs that we're going to make available to you. I thought I wouldn't make them available, but I've decided I needed to because here we are at the time when the book of Daniel is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. And the book of Daniel, Daniel the prophet has his, the person that spoke and gave credence to this book, of course, was our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Matthew chapter 24, he said, verse 13, "He that endures to the end shall be saved." Now, I heard somebody talking about that the other day. Folks, that does not mean that if we endure till the end of time, we're going to be saved or the end of... No, our salvation is by grace through faith. In Matthew 24, it's talking about the tribulation time. And Jesus said that he that endures unto the end of that tribulation time, those folks that are in it, shall be saved. Verse 15, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains." Jesus in Matthew 24 is talking to the people that are going to be here during the tribulation time. We are in the church. We are not appointed to wrath. We're going to go up in the rapture of the church, but our Bibles will not go with us. And people will turn to them who are down here on the earth during the tribulation time. And the Lord tells them, when you see the abomination of desolation, the Antichrist, standing in the holy place of the rebuilt temple, then here's what you do. God gives them, Jesus gives them instructions. So the ministry and the prophecy of Daniel the prophet is referred to by the Lord, and he gives it his stamp of approval, you might say. We're going to look at two chapters, and here we're going to remember that it says to rightly divide the word in Timothy. Study to show yourself a workman approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. So to rightly divide the word of truth, we're going to rightly divide these chapters of the Lord's prophecies. Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 17, given at the same time Jesus and his disciples are coming out of the newly refurbished, rebuilt temple. Now, Herod the Great was a genius builder. And he had begun this, of course, and it was completed in Jesus' lifetime to rebuild the second temple. Now, when you see the stones, the great stones that were used in that temple, even today, people marvel that they were able to move them. Jesus and his disciples are coming out of the Temple Mount, and they are marveling at those great stones. Chapter 24, verse 1. "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." He prophesied the destruction of the temple. Next verse, we find them on the Mount of Olives. That means they've walked away from the Temple Mount, they've gone through the Kidron Valley, and they're over on the mountain range, the Mount of Olives, probably at the Garden of Gethsemane. Verse 3. "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying," and here are their questions, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age?" These are Jewish young men. They're speaking of the Jewish age. They don't know a thing in the world about the church age. The church is not a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. It is not mentioned in the Old Testament. It is called in the New Testament when it came as a revelation to the prophet, to the Apostle Paul. And it came after 17 years of being aside with the Lord when God showed him the mystery of the church. That mystery is unknown. It's the hidden mystery. It's unknown to these people that ask these questions. These are Jewish young men. They've been with Jesus, but they don't know a thing about the church age. And they say, number one, here's their first question. Tell us, when shall these things be? That means, when shall the temple be destroyed? And two, what shall be the sign of thy parousia and of the end of this age? They know that a kingdom is going to be established on the earth. Prophet Isaiah told that. Jeremiah told that. Zechariah. All the prophets told about the establishing of an earthly kingdom on the earth with Jerusalem as its capital city. The mountain of the Lord's house rising up higher than all the mountains. So they're asking him, they're thinking in their minds, all right, so this temple's going to be destroyed, and then he'll come immediately, and he'll set up his kingdom. But that's not how it turns out, because they did not know that there was a 2,000-year period that's called the church age. So their question is, number one, tell us, when shall these things be? And number two, what shall be the sign of thy parousia, coming as king, and of the end of this age? And so, in rightly dividing the word, you're going to have to realize that he's talking about, they're talking about here, the end of the Jewish age that they're living in. And that Jewish age then will end with the establishment of a kingdom given to the Jews, with the Jews at their head. Now, that age, the prophet Daniel's going to tell us all about that age. Not all about it, but prophesy about it. And he divides it into two parts, 69 weeks and one other week, 70 weeks. The prophet Daniel, everyone knows who studies Bible prophecy about Daniel's 70th week. It is still to come. And when Jesus answers their questions here in Matthew 24, he's going to deal primarily with that 70th week. When the abomination of desolation comes and sets up himself in the rebuilt temple, he's going to deal with the tribulation time and the end of that tribulation time. So, we're not going to go to that right now. We will come back to it, because most people misinterpret the 24th chapter of Matthew. They try to make it seem like that when there are two in the field, one of them taken, one of them's left, it's talking about the rapture of the church, but it's not. It's talking about the judgment that will come at the end of the tribulation, Daniel's 70th week, when one will be taken out and the other to be gone, judged, taken out of the world, and the other one left to live through the millennial time. But we'll talk about that later. Now we're going to skip right on over to the 21st chapter of Luke. Jesus is talking at the same time, answering these questions, but this time he's going to be talking more about when Jerusalem is surrounded by the Romans, exactly 40 years after the prophecy he's giving. Chapter 21. And he's speaking now in verse 20. When you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And he's speaking of when 40 years later it shall be destroyed by the Romans. Verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. That's the Jews. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. 40 years later, Titus the Roman came, and Jerusalem began to be a continual trodden down of the Gentiles. And Jesus gives a time period called the times of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles, when they are fulfilled, bless the Lord, then the kingdom will be established upon the earth. Verse 29. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Bless the Lord. He said, watch the fig tree. That's Israel. And he said, watch the other trees of Bible prophecy, for you to be able to tell when the times of the Gentiles will be fulfilled. Now, we looked at this last week. We're just reviewing right now, and we're going back to the book of Daniel, for it is in the book of Daniel that we find the times of the Gentiles prophesied And it's in the time, by looking at the book of Daniel, we can watch Israel, what Jesus said would happen to it, and we can watch what will happen with the other nations. The times of the Gentiles began when Daniel and his companions were carried off, and then later the whole nation of Israel carried off into Babylonian captivity. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Babylon carried them off into Babylonian captivity. And in the second chapter of Daniel, he and the Hebrew children were there, and Nebuchadnezzar has a dream that troubles him. In that dream, he sees a great image. The image's head is of gold, its arms of silver, two arms of silver, its belly and thighs of copper, its legs of iron, and then out from the iron come toes, part of iron and part of clay. And you saw, it says in verse 34 when Daniel gives the interpretation of his dream, you saw until a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the silver and the gold broken, the brass, the silver and the gold broken together and became like the chaff of a summer threshing floor. So the whole time of the Gentiles, as interpreted by Daniel, the head of this ferocious image Nebuchadnezzar saw was gold. That's Babylon. The arms are the Medo-Persians, the silver arms. The belly and the thighs are Greece and Alexander the Great. The legs are Rome. And then the toes, the multi-headed toes, are a kingdom headed by a multiple head of nations, making up the old Roman Empire. And in their time, now folks, I'm going to tell you, I believe it's the European Union. And we go into that in such detail in our eschatology. Oh, I do hope you can get it. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. It's 26 DVDs, lots of pictures, lots better teaching than I'm doing now. And you can get it for $250. I know that's a lot of money, but there's a lot in it. And you can show it at your church. You can show it for others. There's so much end time teaching that I'm not able to do hardly anywhere else. I do hope you can get it. But when Daniel saw that image, a stone hit it in the toes. And then that stone kingdom cut out without hands, God did it, fills the whole earth, and then the kingdom of God, the visible kingdom of God, is established. You can call it the stone kingdom. Now, we just recapped what we did last week in Nebuchadnezzar's image. Daniel saw these same kingdoms, and tomorrow we're going to take it up with Daniel chapter 7. You might want to read it before we come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about how God told history before it happened. This is Billy Brim coming to you from Prayer Mountain. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.